For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Slapping tennis shoes together is not just a good way to get the sand out of them. For anyone who leaves his shoes on the porch to dry, it's a good idea to check them to clean out something more menacing than sand. Shoes are a favorite hiding place for poisonous spiders, according to naturalist Rudy Mankey.
They get in shoes a lot. That's what the people always, you know, warn people about. If you've got a pair of shoes that are sitting on the porch or sitting in the back of a closet and you haven't worn them for a long time, it's just good to check.
Fellow naturalist Chick Gaddy has actually had that experience with the dangerous black widow spider, which likes to live near humans.
And I used to get in my tennis shoes. You know, I'd leave them out for a few days and I'd have a black widow in there. It lives in the woods too, but it tends to like human structures and especially concrete block buildings. And in the old days, privies and outdoor toilets. And I think some of the portalettes could be fairly dangerous for black widows.
Black widows are native to the Palmetto State, but a newcomer in the last 40 years has given the widow competition for most dangerous spider, the brown recluse with its violin-shaped marking. Mankey said the bite of the brown recluse causes necrosis, the killing of skin cells.
Sometimes it can be a systemic reaction, which can cause a major threat to your life. And it's usually pretty quick, and it's painful, and the dead cells are dark, you know, in color, and the venom spreads out from there. It's one of the few spiders we've got that really has potent enough venom to cause problems. It has been a bit of a problem because it's not often seen until you are bitten.
The brown recluse's bite is compounded because it's not a painful bite, according to Gaddy.
And usually people don't even feel brown recluse bites. They don't have a real strong bite. And so a couple of days later, they notice a red spot, and it starts getting worse. And the red central part of the red spot on the arm or hand, it just starts rotting away. The poison of the brown recluse rots into the skin.
Mankey said the brown recluse's bite can cause death in people with allergies or immune problems. But prompt medical attention can heal the sores fairly quickly, according to Gaddy, who said the black widow's bite can be even more dangerous.
The black widow has slightly neurotoxic venom, and so after black widow bite, you can have some nervous problems, you can have stomach irritation, you can actually have brain problems with after severe black widow bites, and you can have death. So black widow is much more common in South Carolina and much more dangerous than a brown recluse.
But there's no need for panic or nightmares, Gaddy said. Both spiders' bites are rare, and fatalities are even more rare.
6 people died in the United States of spider bites, 1 of a scorpion bite in a given year. So just think of the odds of getting bitten and dying in South Carolina of a bite of a spider. And I don't know if that was, these bites may or may not have been brown recluse. I'm not sure.
The chances are probably better of being struck by lightning than being bitten by a brown recluse, said Gaddy. Both recluses and widows, he said, generally stay in their webs and don't attack people, so one would have to invade their space to be bitten. Mankey said the best way to reduce contact with the spiders is to keep homes, sheds, and closets clean, dry, and web-free. And if you see an unfamiliar spider, keep your distance.
Whenever you see a spider and you don't know what kind it is, whenever you see an anything and don't know what kind it is, treat it like it's venomous, which means, you know, leave it alone. Or if it's in your house, get rid of it or call someone who can do that safely.
And remember, both men agreed, to check those shoes if they've been left outdoors. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.